He's another rider that we've been looking at from the end of last season. And to be realistic, we didn't think it was a possibility because he has Polish commitments. Nicholas did approach us and he has withdrawn from Poland for the season just to concentrate on Peterborough.
Well, that's great news. And he does have a bit of history, doesn't he, at the showground? I think he guested twice for you last year and put in impressive performances on both occasions.
Yeah, he did. You know, I mean, Nicholas, he's an outright battler. That's what you get from him. And I think once he's dialed into the showground, I think he'll quickly become, you know, a rider that's hopefully untouchable around the showground. Again, we're probably going to be in for a little bit of stick because I think we come in 1.87 under the averages. But what we've done as a management team, we've built a team that we believe we can work with. And we believe that each individual rider has definitely an increase in their averages. And, you know, and it's not what we start the season off on, it's what we finish the season off on that obviously counts. So, you know, we are pleased. You know, he's a model professional. You know, he obviously wants to be one of the top riders in the sport. And, you know, he believes, you know, he needs to kickstart himself, you know, with a good season in the UK to, you know, to get him back on track again from where he should be.
Yeah, because some of the supporters will see it as a risk, won't they, Jed? The fact you're 1.8 below the average limit.
What we've got to remember is we had him guessing as a number one last year, you know, and he come in and scored 13 in his first meeting, never seen the place before. You know, so he's not on a true average, you know. The team that we've got, you know, we believe it's a complete team of racers. You know, it's going to be so exciting to watch one of our meetings. It's going to be brilliant. And again, every single rider we do believe, you know, has a massive increase. And Nicholas comes in and on such a false average.
Yeah, is the message to the fans to sort of trust what we're doing at the moment?
Yeah, well, we've never done anything wrong so far. And you know, and it's not a knee-jerk reaction that we've done. You know, this has been planned out and, you know, he's one of the people that we've been looking at. Obviously, there's massive publicity about Kenneth Bier that we're talking to him. We did do a deal with Kenneth, but when we look at his Polish commitments and other commitments that he's got, he would miss far too many meetings. And we just go back into the same scenario as we had last year, which is a club we want to stay away from. We want seven riders to ride for Peterborough Speedway. And that's, you know, what we've got with the team is that's what we have. So, you know, it is a message, big message out to everyone. Just trust us what we do. My methods have not changed. We will want a team that competes, and if, you know, that's what we're going for.
Yeah, what are your ambitions for the season then? You think playoffs is obviously more than achievable with the team that you've got?
We want to win the league. You know, we're not, I've said this all along, if we're not in there to win the league, then we won't be doing it. You know, we believe that, you know, if with a little bit of luck for what we didn't have last year, you know, if we can stay injury free and the riders ride to the potential that they've got, you know, every single rider within the team, you know, can increase quite a bit on their averages. You know, a few issues last year with a couple of dastardly breakdowns. And if riders eliminate that from the performances this year, you know, we've potentially got four or five number ones in the team.
Yeah, I was going to say it's an exciting season ahead. And I suppose you're just itching to get started now, aren't you? We're still a couple of months away, Jed, but it can't come soon enough, can it?
No. I mean, we wish it was next week, to be honest. You know, everything's in place now. We can also announce now that we've also acquired a major team sponsor, T-Balf Construction. They've come on board with us. So every piece of the jigsaw now is in place. Obviously, we'd like to thank Ready Power for the help that they gave us last year. But, you know, we move forward and, you know, it's another step in the right direction of where we want to be. And we're there to compete and, you know, fingers crossed, you know, like I say, with the luck that we didn't get last year, we can go one step further.